Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hello, everybody. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 47. We'll name this one next week.
I hate you.
Why? What's wrong with that?
That's terrible.
No, it's great. No, we're just going to name it next week. That's what's going to happen. That's how it works.
Middle age.
What? I couldn't even hear John. Is he still here?
Hello?
Is John here?
Hi.
Oh, no.
I'm here.
Are you there? I can't hardly hear him.
He's not on his mic.
Oh, he's not?
I'm on my mic.
Anyway, episode 47. What are you giving me the look for? Oh, you need to stop? You want me to stop it? I'm sorry. I'm stopping.
It's done.
Episode 47. We'll name it. We'll name this one next week. That's the name of this episode. Next week we'll come up with a clever name for this one, and that will be the name of next week's episode. That's kind of how it works.
What a chance.
Whatever. Shut up. I'm King Mike. I will be your lovely and gracious host, half drunk tonight, as we roll
your
into
what?
Episode 47.
What? What was that last part?
What?
You're half what?
King Mike.
Yeah.
Lovely and gracious host.
And you're half drunk.
No.
You've been drinking.
No, I have never. I will never drink. I don't drink.
You
it's
don't
not
drink?
Part of my of who I am and all what right. I represent in the world. yeah, I'm shit canned. And of course we have Zach over here in the producer chair.
That's great.
Hold on tight, folks. It's going to be bumpy.
Yeah, no kidding. And King John, of course, is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
And we have a lovely guest. We have a lovely guest, Aviva.
Yay!
Yeah, she's here.
Can
How
you follow
are you?
Me around with the applause everywhere I go?
Yeah, of course. Anytime that you want it, just let me know. Whenever you talk into that microphone, just make sure you get right on it. And you can pull it down towards you so you don't have to sit up like that. You can just kind of relax.
I was working my posture.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, exactly.
So I want to start off with a bit of housekeeping.
Okay.
John.
Yeah.
You had one job before we started this podcast. What was that?
I don't remember. What was your job?
I don't know. What was my job?
It was to start the air conditioning. It is hot as balls up here.
Oh yeah. Did you start it?
I thought you guys said start the heat.
Are you being serious right now? You turn the heater on?
Yeah, you said start the
heat. You freaking moron.
No,
why would you start the heat? It's like
cold
80 degrees
outside.
Up here.
Bullshit. It's like 50 outside.
No, dude.
Yeah.
That's still hot. We're in Florida.
I'm comfortable right now.
You're okay?
Yeah, I'm
fine. It's a little bit warm.
It's
whatever.
A lot of warm, and I'm next to Fatty over here.
You
so
guys
just
are both fat. That's why you're sweating.
No.
Did you both just eat
you're
just
the only
now?
One
that's
not
why
in
you're sweating.
You weren't prepared for the weather tonight. All of us are in sweatshirts.
Yeah. It's
asshole
hot.
Thinking about yourself. Oh,
yeah, my God.
Exactly. Yeah,
you
it's
You guys
warm.
Are all pussified.
Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why this is going to be a rough show is not because I'm half drunk. It's because John turned on the heater.
Nope.
In an 80-degree studio. Way to go, buddy. Way to go.
No, that's not it.
Let's talk about comedy shows. Who did any?
Not I.
Fail. Son of a bitch.
Aviva.
None of us did any.
Did Aviva,
at all.
Did you do comedy this weekend?
I'm not funny.
John.
You are funny.
I get this feeling that John is drunker than I am.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah, you are.
That was it right there.
I'm not drunk.
He is fucking.
You are fucking out.
What are you talking
dude?
About?
Yes, you are hammered.
I've had seven beers. I'm fine.
You don't know. You don't sober how no I am.
I said, John, go turn on the air conditioning, please. And he went down and turned on the heater.
Well.
And now he's up here like, hi.
My nipples were on high beam. I thought you said heater.
Well, no.
My nipples thought you said heater.
To be fair, we're in 60-degree weather, which is cold for Florida, and he lives in a tin can. So I can understand why he's a little affected.
Are you making fun of my trailer home?
I sure am.
You
There's nothing wrong with your trailer home. It's actually
I love
very
my
nice.
Trailer
yeah,
home.
It's actually in a really nice little place, but it is fun to make fun of you for it.
Whatever.
Because, you know, it's like, you know, just fun.
That was actually
just fun.
That was mine and John's first interaction tonight.
Yeah.
I walked in,
uh-huh.
And he was drinking a beer.
Sure.
And the beer of choice for John Donovan nowadays,
oh, my
apparently.
God, yes, I know. No, this is before he moved into the trailer park, by the way.
Yeah.
Just means the trailer was fate.
I thought you were a Yingling man.
I am a Yuengling man.
When he goes to the bar. But if he goes to the grocery, to the motherfucking grocery, he buys natural light.
What is wrong with it?
The beer natural of freshman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Applaud. Applaud for the $9 12-pack.
I paid $2 more. $2 more, and I'm drinking a very hoppy, fantastic beer.
You're drinking Miller Lite.
You're drinking Miller Lite. Yeah. Look,
it's the same thing
made by the same company.
And it's in a Vortex bottle, dude. Where else are you going to get a Vortex bottle?
You are dumb. You are dumb. See, here's why you're dumb. Because we can take what I have, and when you're done with it, we can headbutt it and crush it. It's that much more fun.
Because it's in a can.
Yeah.
And what? Because that's what you do at a trailer park. You take a bottle and you're on your forehead.
You take the bottle and you shoot him.
What?
You do that?
Yeah. You take the bottles out back and you make a shooting range.
Yeah, you go shoot some cans, some Mexicans, some Africans.
Okay.
Some Jamaicans.
We just lost so many listeners right now.
No, I'm saying that's what happens.
Yeah, Raphael from work, he's out.
Aviva, you look like you wanted to say something over there.
She's got her face in her hands. No. It's terrible.
And are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Nothing. She can't be included
in this. Moment's gone.
No, it's fine. We're not going to talk about where she works or how we know her. She's just a friend.
Right.
She's our Jewish friend, and she's here. And that's okay if I say you're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're
and
totally
Aviva
Jewish.
And Aviva isn't even
her real name.
Be careful.
You'll lose your one other listener you have.
Right.
Before the racist joke.
Right. That wasn't even a racist joke.
Wasn't
You're
it?
Just gonna
it
wasn't. Shoot them all.
I was making fun. No, I was making fun of the redneck drunkards that say that kind of thing.
Uh huh.
You didn't get that?
And you're related to most of them.
Irony and sarcasm. Irony and sarcasm.
I hate everyone.
On
right
the
now.
Scale of King of the Podcastle racism, that was about a 6 out of 10. So I don't know.
That was weak.
We expect more from you, Mike.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're gonna get into some more racist humor later.
By the way,
there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. I don't know if you know this, but February is Black History Month.
It is.
BT Dubs. Yes, it's not just Valentine's Day.
MLK.
What?
Not BT Dubs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No.
I will continue stopping the podcast for jokes like that.
Really quickly, let me just get in. Thank you for joining us. If you're not joining us live on Ustream.tv, you should be. We're broadcasting basically once a week. We're doing it. We're not going to give a set time anymore because it's too hard to get everybody together for the set time. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
I hope everybody heard me.
Yes, crack open another beer.
Tonight
we are broadcasting on a Sunday night after we've all had a few drinks, hanging out doing music with Veeves.
That's right.
With the Meister, the Veeve Meister. With the Veeves.
Yes.
But if you are checking
us out. I
will
take that from Justin.
If you are checking us out and listening on iTunes, thank you so much. Tell all of your friends. Also, let them know that you can download the podcast app on your iPhone. You can download the Beyond Pod app on your Android, and you can also check us out on Stitcher, and of course you can get all of our content at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Make sure that you go to Facebook and like our page, because every week whenever we broadcast, whenever we're doing this whole webcast thing and doing the podcast, we will let you know, hey, we're about to do a show, and if you're not doing crap, you can turn on your computer and listen to us live on Ustream. And Ustream does have an app, by the way, so you can actually listen to us live on your phone while you're driving down the road.
Listen if you are doing crap.
What's that?
Listen if you are or aren't doing crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't just limit it, Mike.
Yeah, well,
that's
true.
Listen to us while you're crapping.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. And
while you're crapping.
If you're listening to us live, please do an LBJ and call us while you're doing the dumper. It's 407-392-4KOP or 4567.
That was a fantastic 80s joke.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an old school. But it is February. Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
It is.
It's coming up on Friday. Is that right?
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. Any big plans? Any big plans, Aviva? Any big plans? No.
No.
You're celebrating Singles Awareness Day, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, damn right. John, big plans?
I'm going to take the whole family out and do a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole family?
The whole family.
They're going dating the kids.
They're going to the mud hole.
No, I'm dating the kids.
No, you get a babysitter. Valentine's Day is about you and the woman. You get some loving time, some alone time.
I live with her.
Yeah.
We're married.
Yeah. But you don't get any alone time. Come on.
Yeah, we do.
You do?
I believe
that. And if we don't, we go.
By alone time.
You kids go outside and play right now.
And what if they don't want to go outside and play? You just tie them up in the closet.
Then we take money.
It's okay to laugh. You can laugh out loud. That's good.
I have this.
She's like over there going.
I have this picture in my mind.
I'm just trying to be polite.
No, don't be polite. Laugh your ass off. Make fun of them.
I have this picture in my mind of John and Stephanie going, "You kids, get outside!" And them sitting in the corner, but it's raining. Well, I don't care. Get out there and slam the door in their face and lock it in. And they're like getting drenched by the rain.
Wow.
Knocking on the door.
I know, man. He's like.
Were
like
you there today? Because that's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
it is exactly what happened today.
Holy moly. What about you, Zach? Any big plans?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't ever make plans for me and the woman. We don't ever do anything.
But you are the man. You are the man that will go out and spend $700 on dinner. So what is your big plan? Go ahead.
We're just going to dinner.
That's it? Yeah. Well, is it going to be a $700
dinner? It's not going to be a $700 dinner.
Aviva, I don't know if you know this, but Zach took his girlfriend out, who he'd only been dating for a month.
A month.
Now, they're together and solid now, so it's okay. But, like, to now, I would almost agree with this more. But he'd only been dating her 4 weeks-ish and spent $700.
On dinner.
What is it? What
you
is
were
the place
saying
called?
That I was thinking maybe I should date Zach. All of a sudden, I felt this attraction.
Yeah, like what was the place called?
What was it that you said?
Pearl and Andrews or something.
Pearl
like that?
And Andrews.
No, what was it?
Andrews Pearl Necklace.
Yeah. What was it called?
Victorian Alberts.
That's
okay,
right.
So yeah. I will reiterate.
It sounds like a lesbian piercing bar.
It is.
What the
it
hell?
Is.
Yeah, it's a piercing bar where they wear all Victorian clothing and dance around like flappers. And, no, it's something I wanted to do. It was a place I wanted to go see. I'd never been there before.
That's fine. I understand. We've
experience.
Heard it all before.
We're going.
But what is
to,
the what's the big plan this week?
the big plan this week.
McDonald's.
No, it's a crap. Vito's Chop House.
Vito's Chop House. What is that?
It's like a
steakhouse.
Place.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice one, though.
You've been
you have
there?
To dress up. You can't wear your sweatpants and your baseball cap.
Really?
I know. It's a shock. In Orlando, somebody has a dress code.
The two of them in unison. Really?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm not going there.
Yeah,
I'm never taking my girlfriend there, ever.
I can't go there.
No, I'm actually dating somebody.
You don't
and
need a
she
tuxedo.
Is, she is perfectly fine with Taco Bell, and I think that is
yes.
awesome.
Okay,
yes.
You're falling into a trap.
Then you
are falling
out.
Into a trap.
What? No,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
not.
No, yeah, no.
How is he?
Really?
No. Stephanie and I have fantasies about owning a Taco Bell. That's how much we love Taco Bell.
They dream about owning a Taco Bell attached to 20 restrooms. Is really what they dream of.
That's fine.
That's because John likes poop.
I'm fine with pooping.
Easy. All right, we're talking over one another right now.
Sorry.
Okay, it's all right. So tell me about the steakhouse, this Vito's Chop House, whatever it was.
I've never been there.
You've never been there?
No.
Well,
I've never been there.
You've never been there?
I don't know
how
a man to take me out for fancy dinners.
How do you know it's fancy and you can't wear sweatpants if you've never been there before?
Isn't it? I think it's the place right next to Sluice.
I've seen the internet.
The one next to Sluice that we always pass.
Okay.
The one I don't know. I've only seen it from the outside. I don't know.
All right. Well, all right. Cool. All right. Well,
I can't wait to hear about it next week.
My big, next week. Yes, we're definitely going to
get the recap.
And he'll come in and slam his receipt for $500 down on the table.
Mike, you better be careful, though.
Tell me why.
I have not met the lady in your life.
Tell me why I should be careful because she's okay with Taco Bell. Because
here's the thing.
No, she's
not.
I'm cool
with Taco Bell. We're just hanging out. We're going to go grab some fast food and maybe watch some like a movie or something and have a nice little night in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Valentine's Day. So even though she may not be like pressuring you to do something really fancy, you really don't want to, do Taco Bell.
No. Our plans for Valentine's Day are completely different. One, we're not doing it on Valentine's Day because both of us are working.
Oh, lame.
But
lame excuse.
What? What do you mean? What am I going to do?
Like
take her out
lunch?
To dinner at midnight?
Okay, stop.
Sure.
Stop. You're working, which means you're off at noon?
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes,
Valentine's lunch.
No. So we were going to try to do it on Thursday, but I have a thing I have to do at night on Thursday.
Uh-huh. What time does that end?
Valentine's Day is Friday.
It ends at 9 o'clock, which means I won't be home till 10, so it ain't going to work.
So Friday.
And then on Friday, she has to work until 10. So
what time is she going?
I don't know.
Valentine's
what
breakfast.
Time do I go in? That's
hold on.
The question.
She works until 10. Hold on. She works until 10?
Yeah.
10:30 dinner?
2 hours before Valentine's Day.
Yes.
A 10:30 dinner means Taco Bell, dude.
Okay.
No.
So,
no.
All right, hold on. Now, you guys are not judging me before you even know what my plan
not
is.
Not on a Friday.
You guys are judging me before you know
what my plan is. All right, what's your plan?
On Wednesday night, we're getting together here at the house, and we're gonna do like a big cookie thing. Like, we're going to cook a nice meal and red wine and exchange Valentine's gifts. And by exchange Valentine's gift, I mean we're going to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tactful.
No. I'd take that as a Valentine's gift.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Yeah, but you have to
stains
think about
on
it
the
being,
blanket.
God. You have to think about the fact that it's Mike giving the gift.
It's a small gift.
Well, Mike's
but it's got
get
nice wrapping.
And when you say wrapping, meaning that you haven't been circumcised, that doesn't count.
No, he puts a ribbon on it. Here's the problem, Mike.
And by ribbon, he means French tickler.
Oh,
no.
God, that image is burning in my head now. The problem is, you guys are going to get into a fight at some point.
No.
And it's going to be fine the night of, but 2 weeks from now, when you guys fight, remember that Valentine's Day you didn't do anything for me, and we just stayed around, and all you wanted to do was sleep with me, and I didn't get flowers.
Okay, hold on. One, I was joking about the exchange gift doing it. Okay, one, that was a joke.
Well, I hope you're gonna do it. It's Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah, but there is gonna be like a small, like, you know, we both already admitted to each other that we got each other something for Valentine's Day. Okay,
yeah. Good deal.
So there's actually is going to be a gift exchange. You guys are making me divulge
way
too much.
So what did you actually get her?
Can't tell you because she listens, so I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. So Mike's missus, go ahead and mute the radio for about 5 minutes.
No. But the problem is, okay, now you've brought up a question. Now, she has literally told me 100 times that she does not like Valentine's Day. She does not think, she says Valentine's Day is, you know, she kind of has the same view that I do, that it's kind of, it's okay.
That's a farce.
But it's like, no, hold on. But it's overdone. You know what I mean? Like, people put too much weight into it, right? It's all hallmarky. She says that a nice dinner at home where we spend time together is enough. And that's all she wants. Do you think that that's really a lie?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely. No.
No way. Now, hold on.
No, because you're talking about quality time.
Exactly.
No, I don't think that's a lie. I just thought you were talking about Taco Bell. I was like, uh-uh.
No.
I can't let you do that.
She has repeatedly told me that she loves Taco Bell. And in fact, we did
not
go out to dinner one night
Day.
At Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's
but that
fine.
Was just, a, yeah,
but
just
for
going
Valentine's Day, you're going to cook her something here at the house.
Actually, she's cooking me something here at the house.
That's awesome.
Oh,
yeah. That's awesome.
What? What's
good
wrong
deal.
With that?
I want to watch
because
Mike do the dishes.
Now, not only are you not doing anything, she's doing the work. This is a terrible plan.
I think
he's
you're
doing
looking
the work
at,
later.
I think that you're looking at this all wrong.
See, but the work later is a given, and it can be swung in her direction. You're
now,
literally
hold on.
Not doing it. You, it better be a damn good present.
So you have bought into it is actually, but you have bought into the, you have bought into the idea that that on Valentine's Day you have to do something uber special and big and spend a lot of money for Valentine's Day.
I got burnt real bad once.
Okay, tell.
High school girlfriend that I went to college with. I feel like
high
I've told,
school.
I feel
high
like,
school.
No, I
you've
feel
said
like
enough.
I feel like I've told the story, but we're now freshmen in college. We've been together like 2 years.
Sure.
And you know me, I don't do small.
No.
No, I do big.
Yeah.
$700 dinner.
Uh-huh.
And this girl, her birthday was Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So.
Oh, double
yeah,
whammy.
Double.
Big
double
whammy.
Yeah. So
that's kind of different, though. Go ahead.
I want
to hear the story.
Uh-huh. I went out and maxed out my credit cards and got her all sorts of stuff and went to the, I went to school in Columbus, Ohio, and we went to the nicest restaurant in Columbus, Ohio, and we went out and there was a limo and all this stuff. And the next day, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
She dumped you.
Nope. I got bitched at.
For what?
I did not get flowers.
By her?
Seriously?
Yep.
You did
yep.
all this other shit and then you didn't get her flowers and she bitched at you?
Yep.
As the lady representative at the table, that's bullshit.
I got to tell you, this is why I hate Valentine's Day, because I think that that too many people, and there are only a certain handful, I'm sure, of women, but there's too many women that put way too much stock in
there
this.
There is. I think if you acknowledge the fact that
it's Valentine's
Day
yeah.
here's something. here's my thing to you.
If I get her a freaking, you know, a box of crayons and a coloring book and say Happy Valentine's Day as a gag gift, but you know, like, hey, I know that it's Valentine's Day. I'm getting you something as a joke, and you know, and then go out to a dinner at Olive Garden for the love of God.
Or just get a card and write on there, hey, the past year has been amazing, and write some stuff and all the trials and tribulations and blah, 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 blah. And I love
you.
Do you
even have to go that far? I mean, can't Valentine's Day just be breakfast in bed?
Oh, man.
You can do that.
It's Valentine's Day.
I just want a little acknowledgement.
Exactly.
Valentine's Day is too much pressure. It doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy or single or together. It's a pressured holiday, and it's a stupid holiday.
I think when you're in a relationship, there's more expectation. For sure.
Really?
Yes.
I agree, but I think it's stupid.
It is stupid.
I'm with Aviva on this.
It's a holiday that they make everyone go out and buy stuff for each other. Right. But, you know, sometimes it's, you know, nice to say, hey, I'm thinking about you and I love you. And I'm glad you're in my life.
Exactly. Thank you, Aviva, for being a voice of reason. That's all it needs to be.
I'm taking myself out for Valentine's Day now.
Good for you.
You love you.
I do love me.
Well, I bring all
other
this up.
Other people should too.
Obviously, because Valentine's Day is coming. But really quickly, according to a new survey, 64% of people in relationships say that they're more likely to watch TV on Valentine's Day than have sex. That's 64%. So that goes away from what you're saying about if you're in a relationship, you have to go.
Are you sure those weren't all single people? Because that's totally my Valentine's Day.
No, this is 64% of people in relationships.
Oh, in relationships, sorry.
Yeah, saying that they are more likely to watch TV than to have sex.
Wow.
What if you're in a relationship?
At least I have sex with myself on Valentine's Day.
There's that. Rub one out.
Yeah.
Make it red. Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Make it red.
God, make it red.
What do you have to do? Like punch it?
No,
into the
no, no, no.
I don't understand.
No.
What do you mean?
He wants a catheter.
No. No. Stop with the word. Stop with the word. Stop with that word.
Anyway, your chances of go ahead.
I like to think that the previous relationship I was in, is like a common relationship. I would say 80 to 90% of couples were the way that I was, which is miserable.
Wow. So you're saying the only way you can be happy is if you go out and spend a bunch of money on Valentine's Day?
No, I'm saying that in that type of situation where you're in a relationship just for the sake of being in a relationship, that would be a common scenario to go home and watch TV rather than do the deed.
Wow.
That's just a sign it's time to break up. Yeah. Thank you, Valentine's Day, for enlightening me.
And that's what basically happened. also, this survey says that your chances of having sex on Valentine's Day go up 42% if you spend the night in the hotel. You get in a hotel room, Zach?
Ooh, no, but that's a good idea, actually.
It goes up 42%, buddy. Actually, yeah. But your relationship is new enough, you guys will probably be doing it.
Yeah, but a hotel room would be nice. A
hotel room is awesome. You know why? Because you can do it on every piece of furniture in there, stain it up, get whatever kind of juices you want on there.
I do that whether I'm with someone or not.
Damn. All right, we're going to take
a
quick break.
You should see me on a
cruise ship. Oh, my God. What the hell? What the hell? What just happened?
Wow. When we come back, we're going to go into some Hollywood news, and we're going to talk about the top 5 ways that people waste time at work. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
All right, asshole. Listen to this. Listen to this. Fuck you! Fuck, fuck, fuck you! There's a lot of shit to do. Shit to do. Hating that needs to get fucking done. Hating gets fucking done. Where's your fucking priorities, pal? 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 Fuck you! Answer the fucking phone. Answer the fucking phone. Fucking phone. That's why I'm fucking coming back. Fucking coming back. Hating gets fucking done. I've got my shit. My shit. My shit. My shit. Fuck you! You were busy putting up fucking blinds all day. That's why I'm fucking coming back. To finish the fucking painting that you should have fucking done. Fucking done. Fuck, fuck, fucking done. So fuck you!
We are the Kings of the Podcastle, and this is an awesome song.
I wrote it.
You've been trying to play this for, I don't know, what, like
3 weeks,
5 weeks
at least,
or
yeah,
something?
Somewhere in there.
So this is a hell of a buildup for something that's out of Ocean's 11.
No, it's not out of Ocean's 11. This is something completely different. Or maybe it is out of Ocean's 11. Who knows? It does sound like an Ocean's 11 song. Yeah, let's do it. Hold on. Crank it. I want to hear it more.
Party!
This is awesome.
Who is this?
His name is Chris Joss.
Chris Josh?
Chris Joss. J-O-S-S.
Oh, okay.
It's called You've Been Spiked. And it's a damn good little ditty.
Who is Jess Morton?
Hold on. Yeah. It's awesome. I don't know. Who is that?
Jess Morton.
Jess Morton?
Yeah.
Is Jess Morton hanging out with us on YouTube?
Old gunfighter from Six Flags, Georgia.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Six Flags over Georgia?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Jess Morton.
Jess Morton?
Yeah, that's...
J-E-S-S?
Yeah.
Jess.
That's him. Jess!
Is his real name Jesse?
Did he call
Jesse?
No, he's on with us at Ustream.tv.
He's on Ustream. Gotcha. Hey, all right. Go Ustream. We love Ustream.tv.
Yeah, we do.
Because whenever people want to listen live, they can, and then they can call in. Hey, Jess, give us a call, 407-392-4KOP or 4567. There you go. Let's see. Moving in. Make sure you check us out on iTunes. And tell all your friends about us on the podcast app.
Plug.
And, plug. And then, of course, you can check out all of our content and past episodes at kingsofthepodcastle.com.
Plug.
What?
Trivia?
Are we going to do trivia today?
Do you want to?
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
Says the host.
Why didn't you say something? You should have said something. Yeah. You know what? Every week we do a little bit of trivia, and we do it with Johnny. Johnny here does a show over at Star Island Resort, correct?
I do, every Thursday.
And it's part of Curtis Earth Trivia.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you now Kings of the Podcastle Trivia.
Powered by
Curtis Earth.
Please don't get us sued.
And
Christ
Earth
Almighty.
And earthtrivia.com. And your host, ladies and gentlemen, John Donovan.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. Thank you. All right, all are in. You're answering. Zach, you're answering.
Oh,
Mike,
absolutely.
You're answering.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All you have to do is ring in by saying your name, Aviva.
Okay. Got it.
Are you ready?
Hers is long, too, so we'll be Zach, Mike, Aviva.
Just say Vive.
Got it.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Let's go.
Bring the pain. By the way, I'm the reigning champion.
I still think it's
not
a load of crap.
Oh, yeah. I have won more.
Greg has whooped your ass.
No,
he's just not
won
here
way
to
more.
Defend himself.
I have won way more than Greg. Greg
Stop
only won
it.
One.
Stop
can
it.
We,
all
can
right,
we,
all
can
right.
We pause for a second? Because this just goes to show John's friends. We just get a message from, I'm in Mexico. Is there a toll-free number?
Yes, it's totally toll-free. Call us now.
You just made that up.
Yeah, I totally made it up. I'm trying to get him to pay the call. I
mean, hopefully he's not in a Mexican jail.
Yeah, and plus, aren't you in Mexico? What's it going to cost, like 25 pesos?
It's free if you go on Skype and get us a Kings of the Podcast.
There you go.
Thing,
yeah, you can message us through Skype. All right, bring it on. Question number one.
Are we ready? Question number one. In which country did karaoke originate?
Ooh.
Zach.
America.
Wrong.
Aviva.
Japan. Japan 1-4 Aviva.
Yes. Way to go.
Very good, my dear.
I totally thought it was a trick question. I really thought it was going to be that. No. like pasta. You think it's Italy, but it's actually some Asian country.
Right. Okay, Zach, shut up.
Don't give away the answer.
Question number two. What U.S. state is known as the Lone Star
Mike.
State? Mike.
That would be Texas.
That would be Texas. Very good for Mike. That's one for Mike, ladies and gentlemen. Okay,
feeling
moving
competitive
on
now.
Okay, here we go. Crazy question.
Okay.
What did early pioneers smear on babies' mouths to help
Zach,
with
Mike.
Teething?
Oh, go ahead.
Zach?
Wax.
Wrong.
Vive.
Aviva.
Idiot.
Brandy.
Wrong. Mike? You got something? Or can I finish the question?
Yeah, finish
Let
the question.
Let me finish the question. What did early pioneers...
Zach.
Zach
feces.
Wrong.
Okay. Oh.
Can I finish the damn question?
Yeah, finish, finish.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
What did early pioneers smear on babies' mouths to help with teething? Was it dandelion sap, river mud, or rabbit brain?
Mike!
Mike.
Dandelion sap.
Wrong.
God damn it! Son of a...
You idiot.
Zach!
Zach!
Riverbed mud.
Wrong!
Hey! Wow!
V, whatever the last one was.
What?
Whatever's left over.
Whatever's left over, she said.
It would be rabbit brains, and I'm going with Aviva for a point. That's two for Aviva, nothing for Zach, and one for Mike.
Yeah.
Rabbit brains is the right answer. Here we go. The top-loading swing line...
Zach.
No, you already asked this question. You asked it last week.
I did. Shit. Fuck. Hold on. Hold on. Stand by. Stand by.
Way to be prepared there, by the way. Shuffling through your papers looking for another answer.
Because you never do that.
What do kangaroos, anteaters, and seahorses all have in common?
Mike!
Mike!
This is marsupials.
No.
God damn it!
You idiot.
What do kangaroos, anteaters, and seahorses all have in common?
Mike!
Zach?
Mike?
They have long snouts.
Zach! They have a pouch.
They have a pouch!
That's
a
marsupial!
Zach, yes.
No! That's a marsupial!
That is not a marsupial.
Yes. Doesn't matter if it's a marsupial!
Yes, a marsupial has a pouch.
Seahorses are not marsupials, and they have fucking pouches, you dumbass!
Hold on. Marsupial. I'm telling you, it's an animal that has a pouch.
It's not.
That's
yes,
right.
It is.
They do have pouches, but that's not part of the question, you dumb shit.
Not all animals with pouches are marsupials.
Yeah.
No.
Squares are rectangles. Rectangles aren't squares. That's the thing.
I hate you. I hate you.
Moving on.
Can I move on?
Yeah, move on.
All right.
Oh, dear.
On average, we do this in 6 seconds, but experts say we should take at least 20 seconds.
Zach.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait.
Zach.
Eat your food. Swallow.
Wrong.
Oh.
Mike.
Mike is going to use his answer as the definition of marsupials are an infraclass of mammals living primarily in the southern hemisphere. A distinctive characteristic common to most species is that the young are carried in a pouch.
Okay, a seahorse lives underwater. It is not a mammal.
It makes it a marsupial. Oh,
does anybody have a straight razor for my throat right now? Because that's where I'm at. Can I ask the second?
Okay, ask the second question.
On average, we do this in 6 seconds, but experts say we should take at least 20 seconds. What is the process I'm asking?
Chewing food. Mike,
I just said that while you were looking for the other crap.
Mike, chewing food.
Wrong, you dumbass.
I literally, he already told us that was wrong.
V.
Damn it.
V. Aviva.
I'm going with breathing.
Wrong.
Damn.
Zach. Brush your teeth.
Wrong.
Oh, man. Hold
on.
Oh,
Zach.
What do you got?
This one's not
Zach. What do you got, Zach?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Sir.
Good job, right, buddy.
Yes, sir. Where the hell is my score thingy? God damn it.
Take one from Zach and give it to me for marsupials.
No.
And give one
no,
back
you're
to
still
Zach.
Wrong about the marsupials.
It is right now tied between Zach and Aviva.
Yeah. All
right,
it's on.
That is some bullshit. I'm telling
all
you. All right,
here's
now.
The tiebreaker question.
No, there's at least 7 more.
Well, we can go that way.
Okay, go ahead.
If you want to go all night with these questions. Hold on. According to the old proverb, what is the road to hell paved with?
Ooh, Mike. Ooh. Mike.
Mike.
It's gold.
Wrong.
Zach.
Damn it.
Zach.
Lies.
Wrong. Aviva?
Shit, I'm Jewish. We don't have that problem. I've heard it.
Let me read it again. According to the old proverb, what is the road to hell paved with? Aviva.
Diamonds?
No!
What the hell is it paved with?
Zach!
Tyler Perry movies.
No! Anybody? Anybody at all?
I give up.
Anybody at all?
Painted vagina.
Oh, God.
I will take... tainted vagina because it's
because marsupials was right.
No, marsupials was wrong
because tainted vagina equals good intentions. Yay! That's the right answer. Thank God that's over.
What is the what
we
is the,
we're all tied.
The answer is good intentions.
I know,
the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
No, are we all tied literally?
No, you win.
I win.
How sure.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
win.
Golf for the fewest points.
I don't know. Whatever.
Like I said, Aviva, I am the standing grand champion of Kings of the Podcast.
You are tough to beat.
What's that game called? I win.
Yeah, exactly. okay. That was a lot of fun, by the way. Go ahead and plug your
Mike just remembered he was doing a podcast. Mike just realized, all right.
I was like, hey, I'm on a trivia show. This is fantastic. How did I get here? Where did the audience come from?
God help us.
plug your show. Go ahead.
Every Thursday night. God damn,
you can't even do it.
Thursday nights at Star Island.
Yes.
Brown
every
Star
Thursday
Island.
Night.
No, that's Star the gay Island show. The gay show is at Brown Star Island.
Oh, okay.
What just happened? I don't feel good. I'm lightheaded.
Let's bring that joke back. I've missed that one.
Yeah. Every Star Thursday Island, night, Thursday you can night. Check them out at Star Island. It's over on 192 out of Kissimmee. 5 o'clock on Thursdays. It's sponsored by and brought to you by EarthTrivia.com.
Thank you for speaking for me.
Look who put his host pants on. Let's move on.
Okay. I've got here a little list of the top 5 ways that people waste time at work.
John, Zach. Masturbate.
John, what would you say is the number one way that people that because you're a supervisor where you work,
right?
What is the number
well,
one
don't
way?
Don't masturbate at work because the gays smell your semen.
No,
oh no, they know what it smells like.
We have lost control here.
We're
people.
Only in
what?
The second
I'm
segment too.
Is it wrong?
Aviva's crying.
They know when you come out of the bathroom crying. And you've been roughing up the suspect.
They can see the look in your eyes.
You're in here whacking your shit. What are you doing in here? I smell it. That's what they do.
Oh, we are suddenly in a 50s.
I used to work in a flower shop in Texas. And I was 25 years old.
This sounds like a story my grandmother would tell me.
I used to work in a flower shop in Texas.
Listen, all right. What is the number one way that you would say employees waste their time at work? Honestly, not
internet.
Jerk.
Internet.
Internet? Let's see here. Yeah.
See,
that's
I
number
know.
Two. Number
I'm
two.
I'm shooting for Facebook specifically.
Viva, what would you say?
I was going to go with Facebook. I guess it's the same answer.
No, yeah. It's number two. It's number two on the list. What would be the number one reason, Zach?
Water cooler. I don't know.
No, that's it. That's basically
shooting
it.
The shit?
Talking and socializing with coworkers.
Yeah!
Is the number one way. And then number two, of course, is non-business internet and use of social media. Number three is a big one that is not allowed at the place where
smoking.
I know both of you work. No.
Drinking?
No.
Sexual harassment.
Personal phone calls.
You can't do that at your place of work?
No.
Really?
No. Not at my place of work. I'm talking about where they're working at.
Really?
Yeah. Well, my question is if you're working and a personal call comes through that's an emergency, how does that follow through?
Well, if you have an emergency, they should be calling the business line saying, hey, may I speak to John Donovan?
No. What? I'm sorry. If you have a personal family emergency.
Yeah.
You hope you have a great boss like me who takes care of you.
Right.
Right. But no, the way that it should work in a business environment, you know, everybody has cell phones these days.
Of course.
And you're going to walk around with it in your pocket and you're going to look down. You're going to see a call from Wifey Poo, let's say. And God damn
it. Fucking I'm held it up to the microphone.
Yeah, I know. You're gonna look down and you're gonna see a phone call from Wifey Poo, right?
Yeah.
And it's hey, Wifey Poo is calling.
Hey, the baby's bleeding from her face.
No, hold on. Now what is your first reaction, John, whenever you see that phone call? Now I'm not saying it's gonna be an emergency or anything. You just see that it's her calling. What is your first reaction?
Well, I told her don't call me at work. Mm-hmm. Do not call me unless it's an emergency.
Can you talk?
Thank you for working me through that word.
You can't even talk right now.
I said, don't call me unless it's an absolute emergency. Right.
The idea is that people shouldn't be calling you on your cell phone unless while you're working. But if there is an emergency, you know, they call you on your cell phone.
I'm taking the call.
They leave a voicemail. Well, you don't even know it's an emergency, you damn dumbass. All you see is on there, Wifey Poo. That's all you see. And you're like, Wifey Poo is calling me. So you don't answer it. Then you get a voicemail.
That's not my name for her on the phone, though.
Because what are you doing whenever you get the voicemail? You're checking a personal phone call. And that's the thing, is you're not supposed to take personal phone calls. They should be coming through, filtering through the business line. May I speak to John Donovan, please? No, I'm sorry, he's busy. Or can I take a message? He's busy. And then if the message is, I have a family emergency, can you please have him call me back immediately?
I don't work at a place
where... Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm thinking Mike should come be our personal secretary, though. That's a great plan. We'll start having everybody call you. He would look good in a dress. To direct them.
No, but in this day and age with the cell phone, you know, you get a lot of lost productivity because people are checking text messages. They're looking at their Facebook, they're getting calls from wifey poo. And John, now I'm not gonna call you out. I am. I know you for a fact are the king of personal stuff on the phone while you're working.
Checking a Yankee score.
It's not a big deal yet. But you know what I mean? And it happens more and more because of the
But his personal calls
phone.
Always come from you, Mike.
What? No, never. Go ahead, Zach.
I have a rule, and the rule is, if I get one call, it can be ignored. If I get a second call, I'm answering it. I don't care what's happening.
Right, because likely it's an emergency. Right,
and that's my rule.
That's mine,
too. If I get a second call, I'm getting answered.
Now, that being said, I have a lot of downtime at my place of employment, and I essentially run our business from work.
Right. Well, that's true. Number four is work emails, which I kind of disagree with, because work emails...
How's that a waste of time in that?
I mean,
if work emails are a waste of time, then I never get anything.
I mean,
that's all I ever do.
If you can't email at work, what are managers going to do?
Hey, I got to tell you, when I was working in the corporate atmosphere, the email was my preferred way to communicate, because that way it was documented. I sent you this. You responded. We talked about it. Don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking
about. Can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you still work in that corporate email function place?
Not in the one that I'm referring to, but I do work in a corporate atmosphere. Number five is meetings. Yes. Meetings is a big waste of time.
I will say that I probably work at one of the most corporate environments in the world.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the entire, I swear that's all people do all day long is, we're going to have a meeting to talk about when we're going to have a meeting to schedule the next meeting.
I can't
stand that. That is it. That is days of meetings of just, we're going to talk about a schedule.
If I'm lucky, I get three emails to try to schedule the meeting.
What's on the schedule? More meetings.
And you know what? Yeah, the higher up you move in a company, it seems like, the more meetings you have. Because you have a meeting, you discuss what the plan is, and then you come out and you go and tell all your underlings what to do to execute the plan. And then after you're done, you have like 30 minutes to tell your underlings what to do. Then you go to another meeting to discuss a new topic. And that's all it is. And they get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to go and sit in meetings and then tell people how to execute the plan. And the people who are actually executing the plan go home and eat ramen noodles at night because that's the way it works.
But the best part is the people go execute the plan and come back and they're like, oh, we did it. And then the guy who gives them the information goes, why'd you do that? We changed that like 3 months ago.
We had a meeting and I sent out an email, but obviously you were taking a quote unquote emergency phone call and you missed it. Yeah.
So there's a meeting on that.
So there's got to be a meeting. Anyway, so that all leads to the worst job that you ever had. What is the worst job you ever had? Now, I'm going to give you some examples here from this survey.
I've got one.
Number one, somebody who worked as a telemarketer cold calling old people to scare them into buying crappy life insurance. That's a pretty bad job.
That's horrible.
It's like a mean job.
It is a horrible job. Yes. I in the 90s, I did telemarketing, and I didn't scare old people, but I got people to buy credit cards, and I was good at it.
Really? Buying credit cards?
Yeah,
you don't
buy
credit cards. You just apply for them.
Apply for it.
I did do telemarketing for a while. It sign up for this magazine. Was the telemarketing job that I had.
And my thing was sign up for this credit card and you have X amount of dollars that go on your credit card.
Yeah.
And 0.
Jesus Christ.
That
man.
Was not a sound effect.
You're not even allowed to talk anymore. You can't talk without belching.
He's gotten so drunk
that you can't.
I'm fine. Trust me.
Yeah, you sound like it.
These people, it was great. Yeah. Went very well.
What about you, Aviva? What is the worst job you ever had?
The worst job was back in the 90s. When I was in high school, I worked at this place where one of those kids' places where they go and they climb through the stuff, and there was a ball pit.
Yeah.
And the absolute worst part about working at that job was cleaning the balls from the ball pit.
You had to clean them?
Oh, yeah.
Cleaning balls is a shitty job.
That's a terrible job. Did you actually write down on your resume for your next job, I was a ball cleaner?
Oh, she got hits from Penn State.
I thought about it.
What about you, Zach? Did you have a really bad job?
My first job, I worked in a bakery. And at the end of the night, the bakery, the person closing the bakery had to clean the whole place from head to toe. And I was just a dumb 16-year-old. And my manager loved to just stand over my shoulder and go, "You got to get it cleaner. Get that crumb. Do the..." Oh, man. It's
really?
It was awful. It was abusive and tiring, and I never enjoy going to that place again.
The worst job I ever had was working at a Captain D's doing...
Captain D's! I love that place!
Oh, no, it's awesome.
You're a fry cook?
I was a fry cook, and I would come home smelling like a damn, you know, fisherman's
boat. That sounds amazing!
Awesome. No, yeah. It was horrible. It was horrible, dude.
Yes.
Like, it was like I would come home smelling like I just came from the worst whorehouse in Texas.
Damn.
It was bad.
Yes.
It was bad. No.
Wait.
No, it's not good.
Hispanic men would love you.
Holy Jesus.
Let's go to break.
We got to go to break. We have to. We are out of time.
Get us out of this. Move on to the next topic.
No, let's go to break.
We'll be right back. When we do come back, we've got some great stuff from Hollywood and our ridiculous news. That and more. Oh, guess how they're going to finish the Hunger Games? You're never going to believe it.
They're going to feed them.
Hologram.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you how whenever we come back on Kings of the Podcast. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates. Go,
go. I'm going to go get my drink on.
That means, where's the Welch's grape juice?
This has been The Angry Texan Translates. And you know we don't give a fuck because that's your birthday. Come down, selector. Here we are, Kings of the Podcast, episode 47.
I suddenly want to go on a cruise.
We'll name this one next week. Hey, this is a great song. It's very fun. Very fun. It's worldwide. Yeah.
I'm shaking my head in disapproval.
Why? Why? This is a great song.
It's like screams wrong with you. Every kiddie dance party ever.
Thank you for listening to us on Ustream.tv. We appreciate it. And, of course, say hi to Jess Morton and Espen, who we haven't even said hi to today.
What the hell? The button's not even working.
What's going on here?
What the hell?
What is going on? I don't understand.
Hit the button.
Hey, Espen.
There he is.
There you go.
We got to say hi to Espen, even though I know he's not listening right now because he would be on here. I know he'd be blowing us up, but he'll listen later
for
sure.
It's like 5 in the morning where he is. But... he's killing it in the Winter Olympics, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Go Norway!
Yep.
We haven't even talked about the Olympics. What about the big ring that didn't open? Did anybody see that?
You know what? That is pretty awful. Like, that was
a really bad
time for something to break.
Yeah.
But what was even more amusing was the amount of people who fell for the fake story that came afterwards.
Oh, I loved it. Yes, the fake story saying that they found the guy who was responsible for the ring not opening dead in Sochi.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was I forget. It was like an onion. I mean, it's a common satirical website.
It's called the Daily Courant.
Current.
No, it's spelled with an A at the end.
Yeah, it's current.
Is it?
Yeah.
You'd spell it, you would pronounce that current?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the jam.
Yep.
Like the...
like the fruit.
Okay. All right. So the Daily Current... spelled with an A, though.
Yeah.
Posted this thing, and I even shared it on my website and put OMG, but I knew that it was, I knew it was fake.
Of course you did.
I did. No, I knew it was fake, and I even told people that afterwards because everybody was going, "Oh my God, I can't believe that's true." But yeah, the Daily Current posted this fake article, and everybody was blowing up over it.
Dicks!
Yeah.
Why? It's a satirical. That's all they do.
That's all John has to offer anymore. He can't even actually talk.
Well,
Isaac!
Now I feel like I'm doing a Howard Stern show. There's a retard in the room.
Anyway, the Olympics are going on, and we're super fond of them.
Olympics!
How about Philip Seymour? Since we talked to you last, Philip Seymour Hoffman died.
Tragedy?
Huge tragedy.
But the fact that he did himself in with heroin,
You don't feel sorry for him.
I really don't.
I'm right there with you.
I really don't. And who was the Glee guy who died?
Corey Monteith.
Yes. Yeah. And everybody was like, oh my God, I'm so sad.
And they do this giant, like, goodbye to you thing.
I don't give a shit. Dude, you did yourself in. You did it to yourself. Fuck you.
Whoa, easy.
You don't think there's anything to their being, like, it's a disease, and they may not have the control over it.
Okay.
And where is his family to help him out and his friends?
All right. Now, listen, I understand the mentality of it's a disease, but at the same time, you're the person who put that needle in your arm. You are the one who said, you know what? I'm drunk. I'm at a party.
I'm going to try this.
I'll try it. Let's give it a try.
See what
happens.
Here's
the idea. Don't try it. Don't do it.
Don't try it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Don't do it.
It's bad. You already know.
You know it's bad. You've seen people die doing it.
Yeah.
Don't fucking try it, man.
I will say, I read, thank you, Facebook. I actually read an article that Russell Brand wrote about it.
Yeah.
And he was talking about compassion for drug addicts and alcoholics. But also at the same time, I'm like, hey, you got over it. You're making the choice not to stick a needle in your arm.
Right.
So, I mean, I see it both ways.
Yeah. I'm right there with you because the idea is they're not uneducated. This isn't some new thing that's just happened and they don't realize. I mean, everybody knows. Everybody knows that if you do heroin, pretty much the first time you do it, you're addicted.
Yeah.
And there is no way to know what the proper quote unquote dosage is.
Uh-huh.
So there's not like a little pill that's like, just take one, you'll cure a headache. And if you take 20, it'll kill you. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the proper dosage is. So it's just best to stay away from it.
I have to say, though,
I agree with that.
If I'm a heroin addict, that's how I want to go out. Like, he went out like a fucking king, didn't he?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he was high. He probably felt amazing.
Needle in the arm. They found 60 bags of heroin in his apartment.
No.
That man is heroin king.
Yeah, well, I will say that 60 bags of heroin is, like, when they came out with that, I was like, seriously? Like, how many bags
trafficking?
Of heroin do you need?
Because not making enough in the film?
It was at that moment when I realized, you know what? Good for him.
And but that's how you want to go out, though?
No.
If I'm a heroin addict, if I'm doing it already and I'm going to die from it, that's an epic way to go, man. I mean, he went out balls to the wall. If you're going to do it and you're going to die from heroin, go out full force.
You go ahead and champion that shit.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I'm going to go out on top of a woman or just of old age. That's it.
No, I think that you're right. Even if you're going to go out of old age, you'd be like, oh my God, no, just give me, the heart attack is coming. Get over here and sit on it.
I'm orgasming and,
hurry up. But either way, like going out in the middle of sex would definitely be better than,
exactly.
And here's the thing is that whenever you become a drug addict and you're saying, oh, if I'm a drug addict, I'm going to go out on top. No, he didn't go out on top, man. Whenever you're a drug addict, you are hiding in closets. You're ducking around corners. You're trying to hide it from everybody. He was probably down on himself, miserable, depressed.
And his wife left him.
Yeah, miserable, depressed as hell, and he sat in a bathroom, and he put that needle
in
his arm.
And on top of that,
he felt great.
No, he felt great for about 0.2 seconds.
And then he was dead, and that's how it ended.
No.
He went out balls to the wall.
No,
and
that's terrible.
And I give him one of these.
No.
No.
God.
I disagree.
You're so wrong.
I disagree.
But the reason why I even bring it up, the New York Post is claiming that the producers of Hunger Games, the last one, the Mockingjay Part 2, which will end the trilogy from what I understand.
Wait, if it's a Part 2, that means there's 4 movies.
No, there was the first one, Hunger Games.
Yep.
Which I can't remember the subtitle
there wasn't
to
one.
It.
It was just Hunger Games.
The Hunger
and
Games.
Yeah,
the
and then there was
Catching
Burning,
Fire.
Yeah, Catching Fire.
Uh-huh. And then you just said Part 2 of a third name. So that means there's Part 1 and Part 2 of a third name, which makes it 4 movies. Which
Wait,
is there
book,
4?
It's,
is it?
It's
that's
a,
you might
yeah,
be right.
trilogy
yeah.
of books, but that would put it into 4 movies.
Right, that's the latest thing to do is to take the last book of a series
and
split
it.
And split it, gotcha. Well, either way, they are going to digitally recreate Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's
oh,
the
I did see are they that. Really? I heard that on the radio.
I joked. I said hologram totally as a joke, but that's actually what they're
that's
doing.
What they're
going to digitally recreate him, which is really funny because if they do that and they do it successfully, does that mean that we could see the end of acting as we know it?
Well,
could Michael Jackson play the lead role in a movie?
You know what my first thought was? How does SAG allow that? Like, how does Screen Actors Guild allow something
that? Yeah, I would totally be against it as well.
Because his estate is getting a giant check.
Well,
yeah, but how do you calculate when he would actually be on or off the set or how much money he would have made? I mean, did he have a fixed price? Maybe he was going to go into overtime for that
day.
Who
knows?
Maybe they can put him in more scenes now than they would have before. I mean, that's shenanigans. That's like when they started putting recorded music on Broadway. I mean, when they started getting rid of the musicians.
Well, how about the original shenanigans that he was an amazing actor,
and
he did himself wrong and did all of us wrong by taking himself out.
But him aside, they're setting a precedent now. They can put anybody in a movie. Oh, well, just digitally recreate.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's not because it's a new contract. He's already done the character, so they're going for consistency.
They have to. They don't want to hire somebody else to come in and fill in the role.
Have you ever watched? Well, you guys probably haven't.
It's a conspiracy.
You watch soap operas, and they like somebody goes to have a baby, and they put some random ass person that just happens to have the same hair color, and you're like, that's not the same
actor.
That's
not even close.
It's lame.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that. Leo DiCaprio, have you guys seen Wolf of Wall Street yet?
No.
Nope.
I was just watching it today, actually. And
tell us some stories, Mikey.
Guys, what are you laughing about over here?
He's just so gone. John is so beyond.
Yes, he is.
No,
he's
fine.
We're
fine.
Here's the show that we're carving, John. Nope, just gonna drop my pants and shit all over it.
But
I could.
No, please don't. Right now. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
On your face.
But along the same topic of the drugs in Hollywood, Leo DiCaprio, who plays this big Wall Street millionaire in Wolf of Wall Street, and all they do throughout the entire movie is get hammered. I mean, Quaaludes, cocaine, alcohol, marijuana, everything that you can think of.
Awesome.
These guys are doing it.
Party
City. No, it's a fantastic movie. And Leo DiCaprio plays this guy who is a complete drug addict. But he says, according to him, he's been in Hollywood for over 20 years. He's never once touched drugs.
Except the times he had to do that
Bullshit.
For a role.
No,
never?
He's saying that he has never done it. And his quote is, never done it. That's because I saw this stuff literally every day in my neighborhood when I was 3 or 4 years old. So Hollywood was a walk in the park for me. He says,
one puff puff pass.
Yeah, he says I'd go to parties and it was there. And yeah, there was that temptation, but he's never done it. Never done drugs.
I don't know.
Okay. Whatever.
Sure.
Do you think I have to call shenanigans on never done it? Because if you're in Hollywood and you're trying to get that big role, and the director hands you a joint and says, here, have a hit.
Yep.
Telling me you've never done that.
I bet you he's, air quotes, never sucked a D either.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Maybe he's a big D lover. Who knows? Here are a few things that were considered completely normal 20 years ago, but are now totally frowned upon today. I want you guys to give me some suggestions of what are on this top list. I've got the top 10 here. Tell me what you think would be considered completely normal 20 years ago, but are now frowned upon.
All right, let's
hear
it.
Beating your wife.
Drinking at the office.
Oh, hold on. Drinking at the office.
No, but I bet the three martini lunch, though, is on there.
The what?
Three martini lunch. That was a thing.
No,
it's not.
It was
like a thing in the 50s, but it was a thing.
I'll give you the top 9. Using the phrase, that's so gay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Was completely acceptable.
We use that all the time.
I still say it's gay.
It's retro.
Women still having a lot of hair down there.
Oh, that's true, actually.
Who does anymore? Really?
What?
Nobody does. Has any more hair down there.
Has any
what
hair?
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mike, are you saying that you do, in fact?
No. Actually, I'm freshly shorn. Would you like to see?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
I'm here to class this show up tonight.
There is someone in this house that does not, because every time I go to use the bathroom, it is like the freaking woolly mammoth shaving.
Number 7 is laughing about people getting knocked out at football games. Because now there's the whole concussion thing going around that. Yeah.
Which is weak. Which is really
weak. I totally
weak.
Agree. Yeah, yeah. I totally
now
agree.
Now there's bullying. in football
games. Which is also ridiculous. Yeah. I'm upset because people were mean to me when I was playing
when
football.
When I was in the locker room. Number six is serving peanut butter in schools. What?
Peanut allergies.
Oh, yeah. The peanut allergies are big now.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Writing a check at the grocery store.
Do people still have checks?
Can we go back to the peanut allergy?
Yeah, I
guess.
That
is getting a little out of hand, too. We just did, for the Super Bowl, my job did a chili cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
And people were effing up in arms. Like, you have to put the recipe down because people might have an allergy. What? Yeah, you have to list all the ingredients to make sure no one gets sick.
Yeah, here's an idea. If you
if you're allergic,
if you're normally allergic to something that's in chili, don't eat the chili.
There you go.
How about number four, not having a cell phone? Obviously, cell phone, everybody's got them. Mm-hmm. Number three, smoking in restaurants.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah.
Smoking in airplanes on there?
That's another like 50s thing too.
No, but...
that's more like 70s. Okay.
80s. Is it?
But 80s? Really?
I remember it.
Oh, yeah.
80s and early 90s, maybe?
Number two is asking to check out the cockpit during a flight, I guess, apparently.
Oh, yeah. 9/11. All 9/11 stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And number one is calling someone just to ask a quick question. That never happens anymore.
Text.
It's a text now.
Text or an email.
Hey, I got a quick question. How much beer have you had tonight?
Well, that's...
Who are you?
I'm asking you. Yeah.
You
what?
Who?
You who?
You what?
I don't like chocolate.
Knock knock.
I like chocolate. What?
Holy
what?
Crap.
Is there a problem?
What?
Is there a problem?
No, there's no problem.
Not broadcast good stuff tonight?
Yeah, we totally did.
Did I not do good?
No, you've done a fantastic job, but we're not done.
I think I did good.
We got one more story that we're going to cover
real
fast.
Why are you so down on me?
It is Black History Month right now.
Oh, God.
Yes!
Yeah.
God help us Black now.
I'm Black happy History about Month. That.
Oh, if you were going to
serve dinner,
yeah,
let's say,
me.
For a little dinner party. Yeah.
To some people.
To some people. And you wanted to your dinner menu to reflect that you are celebrating Black History Month.
Please direct all complaints to King Mike or King John at kingsofpodcastle.com.
What would you serve at your dinner party?
For Black History Month?
This is a Black History Month party. We're going to have
I serving?
You can have all your black friends over or all your white friends. It doesn't matter.
Am I serving black friends or white friends?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And it was Black History Month?
Yeah, and that's the theme of the party.
Who has a Black History Month party?
What? Hold on. That's a very good question. Who cares about that? Don't get into semantics. Just tell me what you would serve, you son of a bitch.
I would serve food.
What kind of food?
Soul food.
What?
What's soul food?
Soul food. You know.
You know. Racist son of a bitch.
I'm trying to set John up
here. He's totally trying to set me up, but I'm fine. I don't have black friends over for dinner. No.
There's actually a gate at the trailer park, and they don't let him in. It's like going through the airport. They walk through one of the scanners and go, nope, one
we
quarter.
We have
get
TSA
out.
For that in the front gate. And they go, boop, boop, boop. You have fried chicken in your pocket. You're not coming in.
Oh, my God.
Mike.
So that goes exactly into this story.
I know you were trying to say that.
When Mike shows up, they wand him, and they go over his head, and he's like, boop, 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 boop. But then they go down to his crotch, and then he's like, oh, no, you're clear.
Oh, damn. There was a high school in Northern. What are you trying to say exactly?
Small penis.
There was a high school in North California that actually celebrated Black History Month, and what they did is they served a special lunch menu.
Oh no!
And it was a lunch menu.
It's a high school.
Featuring, yeah.
Asking
it
was
Jesus.
Featuring fried chicken, cornbread, and watermelon. That was
really?
Their Black History Month.
Yes,
wow.
California, the bluest state in the country.
Yeah, way to go there, buddy. Way to go. All right, we're going to call it. We're going to call it on that. That's it. We're done.
That's amazing.
Did I say bad stuff?
No.
Hey, Mike, where are you going to be this week?
What
do you say? This week on February 16th, Sunday night, I will be over at Frogger's as part of Chuck Kirkpatrick's big comedy show.
Who?
And that's pretty much it.
John, you still hosting trivia?
I have trivia on Thursday nights.
Star Island Resort.
Are you sure?
US 192 just off of I-4.
If Curtis hears this podcast, he might fire you.
Actually, no, it's fine. Curtis is in the hospital and he feels bad, so send messages to Curtis that you should feel better.
Wow.
King John Thursday at Star Island Resort. God damn it.
King John Doe's trivia at Star Island Resort on US 192 south of I-4.
There you go.
Go check them out Thursdays at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock?
5 o'clock, you bastard!
Aviva, you got anything you want to plug?
No, but I'm going to check out Mike's comedy show February 27th.
Right. Damn right.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, and on February 21st, I will be at Winter Circle in Lakeland, and February 27th at Jesse's in Winter Haven.
And this week, Thursday, Saturday, I will be at the Stage Door Pub, US 192, just south of 27.
Good job. Yeah. All right, well, that's going to do it. Thank you guys for joining us for episode 47. We'll name this one next week.
Help
Have a great
me!
Night. Yes, it's been
God
it's
help
been
us.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks for putting up. Yeah.
John, we're going to go give John some coffee somehow.
I'm going to go eat some fried chicken and watermelon.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth.
No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your badge from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like... I was just like, what? And she's like, but was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And
it's
then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.